Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson. Welcome now to the Midday Interview. I'm very excited to be here today with Dorothy Papadakos. She is one of the most amazing organists on the planet, perhaps in the known universe. And Dorothy is here to talk with us about making a living as a concert organist and her life as an organist, and especially about a concert coming up this Sunday at 5 at First Baptist Church, and not just any concert. Charlie Chaplin will be there. So hi, Dorothy. Thanks for coming.
Hey, Jamila, it's so good to see you.
Good. Now, Dorothy, I'm really curious. There aren't that many organists that make a living as touring soloists, concertizing organists. Most folks are associated with a church.
Mm-hmm. A church, a temple, or a concert hall. Mm-hmm. But there are a few who do concerts around the world, but not many who do silent movies around the world.
Yes. And you've been doing that for a while now.
Yes, I love it. It's all about improvisation. That's what keeps me lit up about it. It's always new and fresh.
Yes. I have been to the time that you did Phantom of the Opera, the original Lon Chaney film, with a most magnificent, terrifying accompaniment. It was just great. It was back in February, I think
yes.
you said.
Yeah. Yes.
How did you become an organist, Dorothy? Not your whole long process of education, but I mean, were you in a place when you were a child where you heard an organ and it touched you, or did you just wake up one day and say, I know what I want to be when I grow up? You know, how did that happen for you?
I was growing up in Reno, Nevada, and studying jazz piano, and I just got really turned on by improvisation on an organ, which looks like an airplane cockpit. All the buttons and knobs. You know, my dad was a helicopter inventor, so I always thought of the organ as my cockpit. And that's how it happened. And then I discovered French romantic music and silent movies, and that was it. I was just lit up.
Oh, that's so great. When did you move to Wilmington?
Full-time 4 years ago.
Really? Because I know you lived in New York City for a while, and you were
yes,
the organist at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New
yes.
York City. So it's wonderful that you're here.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be able to play local gigs and experience the great organs we have in our town.
There's
got some great
quite
ones.
A few, yes. Well, let's talk about this Sunday at 5 o'clock. This is a concert you're doing for chamber music, Wilmington. It will be at First Baptist Church at 4th and Market. Talk about what you'll be doing.
I'm going to perform three of Charlie Chaplin's shorts, his two reel shorts, and they're hysterically funny. The first one is The Cure, then The Immigrant, and then The Adventurer. And each one is very different artistically for him. You know, Charlie was the first comedian to weave social commentary into his comedy. Mm. And so The Immigrant is really the first great example of that, dealing with immigration, abuse, and intolerance.
Mm.
And the first one is about alcoholism. And
really?
because in 1917, alcoholism was such a big problem amongst the poor, who were some of his biggest fans. It's one of his two films where he's not the little tramp, but he plays a wealthy fop who checks into a place to dry out and, of course, turns it upside down. And then the third movie is very Keystone Cops. It's hysterical.
And what's that one?
The Adventurer.
The Adventurer. Oh, it sounds great. Oh,
yes.
My gosh. Now, you really love Charlie Chaplin.
Why?
And you told me you think of him as your hero. Tell
yes.
me about that.
The spontaneity, the genius. I read his autobiography a couple years ago, and I just love what his feeling about comedy is. Of course, the things that are funny are the truths in our lives. And as a playwright, I love how you never know where he's going to go. It's always unpredictable. And even after all the times I've accompanied his films, there's always something new and fresh because of the way he does it. And he wrote, directed, starred, edited in these films. He had complete license. In fact, when he made these movies, his salary to do all 12 was $750,000. He was the highest paid entertainer on the planet in 1917. Mm. And he had complete artistic freedom. And you can see it. Mm-hmm. Charlie said this was the best year of his artistic life.
1917.
1916, 1917.
Wow, yeah. How about that?
Before all the wives and divorces.
I can understand that. Not that I've had wives and divorces, but you know, if you're just joining us, I'm talking with Dorothy Papadakos, an amazing organist who does the most magnificent accompaniments for dramas and for comedies, for silent films. I have heard her and seen her when she accompanied, not that long ago, The Phantom of the Opera. And now she's going to be doing three Charlie Chaplin shorts on Sunday at 5 p.m. at for Chamber Music Wilmington at First Baptist Church at 4th and Market. Talk a little bit, Dorothy, about not only do you play the organ for the films, but you also will talk a bit about Charlie Chaplin. And even today, even for radio, you are dressed as the little tramp.
Yes, in fact, I always joke, Charlie was 5'4", so he was a little tramp at 6 foot. I guess that makes me a big tramp.
You're a big tramp.
I play in costume. It just puts me in the mood, and I like suspenders. They're very comfortable to play the organ in. Yeah, I talk about him so the audience understands where he was coming from. He was an immigrant from London and very, very poor. His father died at the age of 26 of alcoholism. His mother went insane.
Wow.
And before he left England, he was having to visit her in Bedlam. And so Charlie came here from a very broken family as a orphan who worked in the London workhouses, Victorian workhouses. And so for him to rise to the heights that he did, and then to be kicked out of the United States in 1952 as a suspected communist sympathizer, the arc of his journey is so fascinating, and I think it really helps audiences to appreciate his films, especially The Immigrant, which is specifically about coming into America, to understand what makes his humor so rich and so deep.
Mm-hmm. Did you read a biography or an autobiography?
Autobiography.
Wow.
Charlie's own book. I recommend it to everybody. It is so interesting. The circles he moved in, and he was great friends with Douglas Fairbanks and Mary Pickford, and of course they all founded United Artists.
Right.
So to read all that history, if you're a Hollywood nut like
Hollywood.
I am, it's the best.
Oh, that's great. Talk a little bit now, Dorothy, about when you're doing an accompaniment for a silent film, the difference that it is for you in accompanying a drama and a comedy.
Mm. Dramas are easier because you have more time to stretch out your ideas and support the drama in the scene. Comedies, especially with Charlie, his formula was a gag every 15 seconds. And like he says in his autobiography, my job as the accompanist is not to compete for the gag and the humor, but to supply the emotional subtext musically. So it's a marvelous challenge because you do have to do some of the hits. I mean, if he's kicking someone in the bottom, you got to do something there, if he gets sprayed with something, or I won't give away any of these big gags. But you have to be just so quick and so on it. And it's interesting, too, there's a three-way relationship. There's me, there's the actors in the film, and then there's the audience.
Mm.
And the audience, of course, is laughing hysterically as all of this is going on, and you just have to keep it going,
Wow, so it's circle high energy. Of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. About how long does the whole performance last, those three films and the accompaniment?
Oh, gosh.
And your talk?
The films are just 18 to 20 minutes each, so it's about an hour and 15 minutes. A short program, no intermission, straight through.
That's good for you since I can just see you doing this for 3 hours and falling off the stool at the end of the performance.
That'd be a good Chaplin gag.
There you go. So in his book, he actually talked about the role of the accompanist for the accompanist for the films.
Mm-hmm. Do you know when you watch a silent movie without any music, they're flat? The music brings it alive. And in fact, Charlie was so upset about getting kicked out of the United States that he actually composed scores to all of his feature films and recopyrighted them in England. So none of us organists can touch his films till the year 2047. I know, I'm dying to play Gold Rush, but I'll be in my 90s.
I wouldn't put it past
you. I'm going to hang out.
I
want to do Gold Rush.
There you go. Go for it. The concert is this Sunday afternoon at 5 for Chamber Music Wilmington. The concert will be at First Baptist Church at 4th and Market. Dorothy Papadakos accompanying three Charlie Chaplin shorts. The tickets are $20 and probably worth it at twice the price. $10 for kids, and they are available through the Keenan box office, which is 962-3500. If you'd like more information about Chamber Music Wilmington itself, or about this concert, or about other concerts they have coming up, you can go to their website, chambermusicwilmington.org. Any last thoughts, Dorothy?
Bring your bowler hats. Come on and join us on Sunday at 5 o'clock. You're going to have a great time. Bring the kids.
It'd be great if everybody came in their little tramp outfit.
And their cane,
their canes and their bowler hats. Oh, that'd be fabulous. That'd be
and
so
if you
great.
Were born in 1917, please come. I'd love to meet you.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Dorothy. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jamila. See you at the show.
All right. This is WHQR.